Chapter 1. Meg's slumped against the espresso machine and brushed her curls behind her ears. "He actually called you that?" "Swear on my life." Haley, perched at the counter, waved her muffin like a judge's gavel. Her dark hair framed her face in a symmetrical blunt bob, accentuating her almond eyes and dark brows. "I guess that's what I get for giving him my number." Paul had a dirty mind even back in seventh grade. "I mean, fair." Meg's grinned as Haley took an eager bite of her blueberry muffin and wiped the crumbs from her lips. "Did he show up at Juicy?" Haley nodded. "Right at closing." Haley had built her juice empire in small-town Vermont from scratch, and Meg secretly, or not so secretly, idolized her. Though, as best friend to her effortlessly cool older sister, Haley didn't have to try much to reach goddess status. "How's Bobby?" Meg sighed. "Not sure, actually. I haven't talked with her since last week. I think she's swamped with post-production drama." The past few weeks had been an anomaly. Meg's and her older sister had talked more since Bobby had taken her internship-turned-full-time gig with a production company in Vancouver than they had in the past 4 years of their lives combined, including the time Bobby lived in Sugar Creek. "Oh, the life of the rich and famous." Haley took another bite. Meg's laughed and dragged out the top rack of the dishwasher to finish loading. Closing time was in 5 minutes, and Green Mountain Grinds had been empty for the last half hour. She may actually get out of here early today, thanks to the pumpkin patch opening this morning. "Speaking of showing up at closing." Haley nodded toward the front door, and Meg's groaned. She'd forgotten to lock up and turn off the open sign. "Hey, I'm so sorry, but..." Meg started, then froze as she took in the man striding through the door. He was tall, dressed in a collared shirt and fitted charcoal slacks with a leather messenger bag slung over his shoulder. His dark hair was mussed in an I-just-ran-my-hands-through-this kind of way, and as he pushed his tortoiseshell glasses up his nose, Meg momentarily forgot how she'd intended to finish that sentence. He approached the counter.
"Afternoon."
Meg bobbed her head, then realized her mouth was hanging open and closed it. He glanced down and pulled out his wallet.
"Can I get a latte, please?"
The man's deep voice made Meg's heart flutter like a butterfly trapped in a net. She cleared her throat.
"Actually, the shop is about to close," Haley cut in.
"You snuck in right before the buzzer."
Meg shot her a look as Haley hopped off her stool to go lock the front door.
"You like basketball?"
the man called after her. Haley glanced back in confusion, but Meg didn't miss a beat.
"The buzzer comment, Hales."
She turned to start on the coffee.
"Do people still watch that?"
"Watch what?"
the man asked behind her.
"Basketball."
He shrugged.
"Based on the ads I see, Naismith's legacy seems to be far from fading into obscurity."
"You know those ads are curated, right?"